Hundreds of protesters waving banners and Syrian flags get together to vent their fury. Green, red and black, the colors of Syria, give a new face to Trafalgar Square. Amnesty International's press officer in London, Harriet Garland, says the worldwide action has a dual purpose.
We're here in solidarity with people protesting for their basic human rights, and we've seen that happening across the Middle East and North Africa over the last year and slightly more than a year. And we're also here in defiance of people who are repressing that need for people to get their human rights, particularly with a view to looking at Syria today, where we know that in Homs there's a constant shelling and really difficult times for people who are pushing for their human rights there.
There's anger at Syria, but also towards Russia and China for vetoing UN action.
It's a sorry state of affairs. What we've seen is basically a green light being given to the government in Syria, and that's how they've interpreted it. Since that veto, Amnesty has received over 300 names from Homs of people who've been killed. So we're not seeing just a clampdown on armed people here. We're seeing a clampdown on a civilian population, which is hugely tragic and horrific and ongoing. And I think Russia and China hold some of the responsibility for that.
Speakers from Middle Eastern countries raise their voices as well. Among them, Abdul Omar from British Solidarity for Syria.
We need to bring the voices of people in Syria outside to people here in the heart of London and all over the world. We're hoping this event today will raise awareness for the British public and show them what is actually happening in Syria for the past 11 months. There will always be a percentage of people that will not know what is happening at all. There will be another chunk of people who will not know how bad the situation is. Many people have heard there are some troubles in Syria, but they will not know who is behind the conflict, who is causing the killing. And what is the purpose? What is the purpose of all this?
Abdul says demonstrations like this are vital to combat Syria's propaganda machine.
Diplomacy starts working when there is public pressure, and public pressure increases with events like this one. And that's what we're trying to do over here. We're trying to keep up the pressure on governments both in Syria and over here in the UK to continue through every means possible to pressure Assad and to get him out of the country.
Syria, Syria, don't you cry! Syria, Syria, don't you cry!